And I'm Lulu Garcia Navarro in Miami, Florida, a state that is now feeling the full force of Hurricane Irma.
But Lulu, you are in a safe, dry place, and we're thankful for that. Tell us where you are and what you're hearing.
I am broadcasting from the middle of the Miami Herald WLRN newsroom. What you can hear around me are the sounds of this newsroom in action as they report on the storm. And joining me this morning is my colleague from WLRN, Terrence Shepherd. Good afternoon now.
Hello, Lulu.
Terrence, this storm has Tampa, the St. Petersburg area in its sights on Florida's west coast, but we are feeling it here in the east. There are some astonishing pictures of flooding from downtown Miami, a place that is the financial heart of Miami and Latin America.
That's right. Brickell Avenue is the capital of Latin America finance. All your major international banks are based there. It's a beautiful section of town. Lots of great restaurants, but right now no one's eating anything except water.
Some of the pictures look like there were several feet deep right on the main avenue there.
Sure. And the flooding happens under normal circumstances where there's a heavy rain. There's a lot of flooding. This is one of the areas that the county mayor evacuated. So the wise move on his part in hindsight. Because if you're stuck in this water, you'll be stuck in your condo for a while.
We'd also like an update, I guess, on the situation with the power in South Florida, which has been dramatically impacted by Irma.
Right now, it's about a million people without power, a million customers. That's meters. So the number of people, just multiply that by a couple of factors, and tons of people have no power. The story of the power situation here starts in 2005, when we were struck by Hurricane Wilma. During Wilma, 4 million customers lost power, and power was out for 1 to 2 weeks. So in the past 10 years, Florida Power and Light has spent about $2 billion, that's billion with a B, to upgrade its systems to withstand hurricanes. But before Irma struck, FPL said, hey, expect to lose power, and it possibly could be out for weeks. Expect that we may need to rebuild the grid completely.
And I think we have seen that they will indeed need to completely rebuild at least part of their system in the wake of this storm. That is the latest. Just briefly, as we're looking at the impacts of the storms, what else do we know in terms of the Florida Keys that really bore the brunt of this?
Storm surge in Key West, capital of Monroe County, storm surge in the central city. Our correspondent did not have flooding at her location, and she was waiting another hour before she ventured out to check on her own home.
So we don't know exactly the extent of the damage yet?
Not yet, but it'll become apparent in the next few hours.
All right. The storm is heading, of course, west to that coast there, and they did not know that this was headed their way. There's been a lot of last-minute preparations there.
Right. We prepare here on the southeastern coast because we're accustomed to hurricanes. Over there at Tampa, St. Pete, they're completely caught off guard.
All right. That's Terrence Shepherd from WLRN. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lulu.